We Are Fools for Christ by Pastor Mark Hornbaker, First Baptist Church, Lewis, Kansas.
Paul said, we are fools for Christ. In other words, to the world we look like fools because we're trusting the Lord is going to come back and take us to be with Him. Amen?
Amen.
We believe that by faith. We trust that the Lord is going to do that. In fact, if you look close in your word, you'll find those promises. In fact, God telegraphs in His word back in the Old Testament, He's going to take individuals out. What happened to Enoch? Does anybody remember what happened to Enoch? He walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. This world got so bad before the flood that God took one individual, Enoch, out of this world before the flood came. There was another man that lived the longest of anybody, showing us the long suffering of God. And he's in the Old Testament as well. He lived the longest of anybody, and his name was
Methuselah,
which means when he dies, it shall come. When he dies, it shall come. So, in other words, he was walking around, and people would say, well, hi, Methuselah. When he dies, it shall come. 969 years Methuselah lived. And he was not. 969 years. Would you like to live 969 years? That'd be a lot of aches and pains, wouldn't it?
A lot of retirement.
A lot of retirement. I don't think they had any government retirement back then. You? When I read about individuals like Noah, he was building an ark when he was 500 years old. How would you like to take on that building project when you're 500? I'm getting tired at 75. I don't have the constitution Noah had. Amen?
Right.
Neither do you. And if we make 100 years old, we think we've lived a long time.
Just a baby.
The oldest person I ever knew personally that lived over 100 was Jack Wolf.
Yes.
Jack Wolf could buck bales at 85.
Yes.
He'd make most 45-year-olds look like they were a weenie, okay?
Yes.
That's the best way I can describe it.
Yeah.
He was a man. A man's man. The oldest man I ever heard of was, that lived in Kansas, was a man named Levi Grody. Mm-hmm. Levi Grody lived on the farm that I grew up on. He went to Wichita, Kansas, and he died at 116.
Wow.
That's old. That's old for us. But it's nothing compared to the man Methuselah. 969 years because God was showing His grace to humanity. When he dies, it shall come. What? The flood. Imagine this. Many Bible scholars believe it had not rained up to the time they had the flood. That there was a water canopy around the world before the flood. Could you imagine that when Noah said, what are you doing, Noah? He said, I'm building an ark. What's an ark? It's a big boat. Big boat. today's standards, it's a pretty good-sized boat. Right? About a football field and a half long.
Yes.
That's big. Oh, they've got bigger subs. Yeah, a few of them. Not many. But we got one of them nuke subs. Right? Or two or three. I don't know exactly how many we've got. Somebody know exactly how many we've got?
Oh, more than we admit to.
Huh?
A lot more than we admit to.
A lot more than we admit to. Okay. Yeah, they got this arms agreement. I'm not going to have over so many of this, and I'm not going to have over so many of that. Yeah, you're going to get me sidetracked here. That's pretty easy anymore. Because my mind goes everywhere. But our mind should stay on Christ. Christ. That's what Paul preached. That's what people need today. People need Christ in their lives. They need to listen to the Holy Spirit of God. They need to line up their lives with the Word of God. And they'll have fellowship with the Lord when they do those things. I guarantee it. Because God will do a changing process inside of you that makes you a new creature in Him. When you listen to the Word and you're letting the Holy Spirit work in you with that Word, changing you more and more and more like Jesus Christ. And you will be different than anybody else around you. You know, I'm getting astray from this, but anyway, I remember, and it was good for me when I had completed my studies down in Arlington, and I came back home to work with Pastor Stafford. It was good for me to have to work. First thing I did, most of you know this, the first thing I did was try to make a living making saw of firewood. So I brought a brand new McCulloch, 20-inch McCulloch, and I was cutting firewood, boy, right and left. But you gotta cut a lot of firewood at $60 a cord to make a living. And I was thin and mean and hard. And weighed about 170 pounds in. Sadly, I've easily bypassed 175. Some of you are chuckling, and you are me, because you know, yeah, Pastor, you're way past 200. Way past it. And you're not a very tall boy. No, I'm not. But when I get in gear, I can keep going. But when I stop, I'm done. And in the process, I drink lots of Gatorade. Because I know when them cramps are coming. Some of them football players ought to have to play both ways. Back in my day, I played both ways on the 8-man football team. And we didn't have slow teams either.
No.
Of course, I only weighed 170. But it didn't matter if they weighed 255 pounds or 260 on the other side. I'd hit them hard and I'd hit them low. That's when you could do that. If I was leading the blocking on the end play, I'd give him a crossbody. I wear rib pads. Give him a crossbody. Can't do that anymore. You gotta stay upright. You gotta be a nice boy. Good job. We played mean and hard. And you can win if you play mean and hard. And you don't have to be very big. You just got to be fast. We played on one of those track teams, I call it. Wide left, wide right. One side of the football team, the football field to the end. Got to keep on course, though. You got to remember which way you're going. You know, some of these guys don't know how to play football. They're trying to meditate the game they've got and say, we'll come back and play another game down. Right? They got to go backwards 20 yards and try to gain two. That make any sense? Don't to me. You like football. You like basketball. You like track. I liked all three and I majored in all three in high school. Things change when the Lord called me to preach, and I thought, boy, Lord, you really messed up this time. You can't make no preacher out of this farm boy. He's been trying now for almost 50 years. He does pretty well if I yield to him. Okay? Mm-hmm. Let him work. I guarantee you it was scary, that first message or two, because when I preach, here's the way I went about it. Right here. I wanted a big pulpit so I could hide. They had a big pulpit, but I could hide. Pastor Stafford had a big pulpit because he's a big man. 6'5", big hands. He could make you a believer. He knew how to play basketball. I'm exaggerating back there. I'm just exaggerating. Well, you're going to get all excited, aren't you?
He's ready to go.
What's all the excitement about here? The excitement is about Jesus. Jesus can change you. We had a wonderful old pastor said, Hey, Pastor Mark, why don't you try preaching with a few notes and forget all that reading? Because I read those first messages. You all right back there?
Lay down.
Huh?
She's minding me.
She's minding you. Otherwise, she'd be up here with me, right?
Yeah, very good.
I'm a little too happy for her. No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah. She'd rather be up there with you.
Yeah.
You're a first kid. Count your lucky stars.
She is listening.
Yeah. She's listening, too.
These people had the nerve, right after they were saved, to tell the Apostle Paul how to preach and what to preach. Somebody preaches for me, I say, preach what God lays on your heart. Preach what God lays on your heart. If He doesn't lay anything on your heart, we got a problem. But I know, if you say yes, God will touch your heart, God will speak to your heart, and He'll give you a word to say. Now, when I say word, I mean more than one word. But in the circles that I come from, they said, preach the word that God lays on your heart. And that means preach this word here. Don't preach preach something else. Preach the word. The word is true and right in totality. God's Spirit directs us. God leads us. God brings to our mind the things He wants to come to our minds. And it always amazes me that God will have a lot of different messages for different people. In the same message you preach, in the same message, God will have something else that comes out for each one of you. These individuals thought that they knew more than the Apostle Paul. They thought that they were on a higher plane than the Apostle Paul. I beg to differ with you. And here's the reason. Paul counted for dung those things that he'd learned in the past. Okay? All he wanted to preach was Christ and Him crucified. Why? Why? Because that's the answer. Christ died for our sins. He gave His all for us. He wanted us to be different. Here's what Paul says. Ye are wise in Christ. I get on the right verse. Oh, right, yeah. We are fools for Christ's sake, he says, but ye are wise in Christ. In other words, we're foolish. You think we're foolish, but you guys know it all. Now, I know there's a lot of know-it-all kids in school today. They think they're wise in their teachers. They're wise in their parents or grandparents. They know it all. Right?
Right.
Yep.
Sorry, kids. Didn't go around long enough. You don't know it all. I don't know it all. Only one that knows it all. Only one that knows it all. And he's in heaven. Right?
Amen.
We all just come off our high horse and say, I don't know it all. And if we're a fool for Christ and the world thinks we're foolish, we're probably on the right path. Right? They thought Paul was foolish. They thought the other apostles were foolish. Were they? You tell me. You tell me. Were they foolish? In the world's mind, they were. But in the mind of the Heavenly Father, they were right. Because they went to the right source for their information. You can't go to the internet to get all your information. I have a daughter-in-law that had some college kids thought that they could plagiarize and write somebody else's paper for theirs. Guess what? She's been around the block more than once. She's had those things tried on her before. She'll have none of it. You write your own paper. Okay? Yeah, document. But you need to use your little mind a little bit. Right? And really, all of us have a little mind when compared with the Lord God. Amen? I mean, we can't hold a thumbnail of the information that God has in His mind. We don't have a thumbnail of the power He has in His little finger. God is all powerful. All powerful. He can do everything He wants to do. Nobody's going to stop Him. Right? Nobody. That's God. That's the God I serve. He's not some weak-kneed, mamby-pamby God. That's what these other gods were that they all worshipped around them. People today are worshiping some other god. There's only one true God. Amen. Only one true God.
Amen.
Well, Pastor, you're getting awful narrow. I know, but narrow is the way that leads to heaven. Narrow is the way.
Amen.
Everybody is not going to get in unless they repent of their sin and turn to Christ. That's their only way.
Amen.
Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father but by me. And that's the word the apostles preached. Jesus Christ, in Him only. And if you're not having any problems in your life, you better check up on your Christianity. Amen?
Amen.
Because they had problems then. We have problems now if we're a Christian. And we will have till Jesus comes and calls us to be with Him. By the way, He's coming in the air one day. Look up. The Word of God teaches us. Look up. Your redemption draws nigh. Be ready. Be ready. For such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Be ready. It's not a laughing matter. It isn't. It's a really serious deal. If you're not ready, you'll enter into the tribulation. I got that in there somehow. Ever read about the tribulation?
No.
It's in the book.
Yeah.
It's in the book. But by the way, all those who were Christians before that, they'll not be here. They'll not be here. You'll not be here. Praise God. Now, we Baptists need to go over to the assembly and know how to raise our hands and shout for joy. You know why? Because we're just too stiff-necked. We're too straight-legged. Hey, praise God when God needs to be praised. When does He need to be praised? Every day. Don't wait till Sunday. Praise Him every day because He's watching over you. He's concerned about you. He wants the best for you. How do I learn about God? Get in the book. Get in the book. The Holy Spirit will guide you, teach you, help you every day when you do. And by the way, if you're really studying and looking at the Word, you're probably going to learn something new every day. God is good to us. You know what? When I think about it, and I look at our world, I say, God, how are you so good that you allowed me to be here? How is that? I'm gracious and kind and loving. But remember this. He's all those things, but He's also a God of judgment as well. There's a judgment day coming. Are you going to be ready? They probably had problems with Paul because he was an evangelist. Okay? I can just read his books and tell he was. Everywhere he went, he preached Christ. Why? People need to come to Christ before they can grow in Christ. They need to learn to know Him. Learn to walk with Him every day. These people thought they knew everything about Christ, about the Word and things to come. They didn't have any grasp of how little they had grown in Christ. Today, as a pastor, I wonder, are the people growing in it? I throw out tons and tons of hay on Sunday. eaten any?
Yes.
Cattle like hay. I found out the other day, I talked to a fellow from the Flint Hills, and he said, is hay high? He said, no, hay's not high. Good hay is $100. I was like, whoa. Whoa. That's cheap today. You can have a whole bunch of hay burners out there. Only problem is there's no hay. Did you notice east of town? That's going on all around. All the best wheat's being cut for feed for the big pile down south of town. And if you don't know about the big pile, I'll tell you. The big pile is for the milk cows on the 25,000 head dairy down there. And so if some days when the wind's out of the south and it smells like a feedlot, that's the reason.
Yeah.
I told us, now, there won't be much smell. I guarantee you there'll be smell. You can have all your digester plants and all that stuff going, but I guarantee you there's going to be smell if you got 25,000 cows eating more than 25,000 calves in a feedlot. Well, them over-the-ton milk cows, they probably all weigh more than a ton. They'll eat more feed than all of them cattle individually. They'll eat more than them calves in the feedlot. It's like having a 35,000-40,000 head feedlot down south. Did you get any wind, Jess, from the west? Do you?
Yep.
I'll bet you got the smell too, don't you?
Oh yeah.
Pastor, is that where all the going up Belpre up that way? Is that where all the wheat's going?
You betcha. You betcha. They're chopping it all and bringing it down there.
Feeding the cow.
Yeah, they're chopping it before the heads get on the wheat. Well, before the heads get grain in the wheat, and they're making insulage out of it. They're chopping everything in the country they can get a hold of. Could you imagine how much all those cows are going to eat? Plus all the grain. They eat tons of grain, them big cows. That's what I'm telling you. That's going on. Is it good for our county? Probably not, in the long run. I went down to Main Street. Has this helped you at your sandwich shop? No. Actually, it's hindered us. Here's one way. All the rents have gone. Poor people cannot afford to live here anymore. You follow me? Plus, we can't afford to keep our highways up anymore. That's been going on for a year or more. Now, that is going to be a big deal for us, a big help. Don't believe what the big boys tell you. They're all about the money. They're about the money. They're not about helping you. Don't believe that lie. It's like the devil lies to us every day. It says, oh, those things aren't true in that old book. You better believe they are. The problem is the lies catch up with us. I'm going to preach. I'll stop preaching and go on to Midland, haven't I? You know what? Sometimes you just need to hear the truth.
Amen.
The truth is the thing hasn't helped us one bit. It's hindered us. We can't keep our highways. We're out of money. If you're driving 20 semis up and down these highways, let alone the county roads, they'll tear the pieces out of them. Full of insulage, full of grain, full of whatever, it's going to tear them up. We live in a sandy country. And you can't keep that road up. We got problems. But bigger problems are these. When people won't believe the word of God. They won't believe that God is true. And every man's a liar. There, I call them liars. Because that's exactly what they are. They'll say what they think you want to hear. If you got itching ears, they'll sing you a pretty song. And then they'll go the other way when trouble hits. It's pretty serious in my mind. Sorry, I'm just preaching to the crowd, to the choir this morning. But people need to know it. They need to know the truth. Because the truth will set you free. Come to Christ. Come to Christ. Grow in Christ by believing Him and listening to the Holy Spirit of God who will direct you through your ordinary life. Because there are life experiences talked about in this book everywhere. And we can learn to apply those to our everyday. May God help us to do that. May God help us. The ones I'm really concerned about is our young people. Sadly, they don't seem to understand. Don't seem to understand how fragile this world is and how fragile their lives are. They act like I'm going to live to be 100. When most of them won't live past 70. You see, if you live like the devil, you're eventually going to die like the devil. When you go to a place, it's not designed for you. It's designed for the devil and his cohorts. Amen? Really was. There's a payday someday. Someday we're going to have to pay. And by the way, Edwards County's already paying for some sweet songs out in the South. But not so sweet smell. Y'all following me? It's time to line our lives up with the Word of God. Remember where we come from. Remember the pillars of the faith. Come back to them. Look at their example. Paul himself said this, follow me as I follow Christ. That's the key. Follow Christ. Don't get your eye on some person. Get your eye on the Lord and keep it there. Because you go where you look. You go where you look. At least I do when I drive. Y'all ready to go home and have lunch? Are you ready, Jimmy? He is, okay. What's for lunch? No, don't tell me. Boy, I had a good lunch the other day. And more than that, I had good company. Oh, by golly, she's still got a lot of hair.
Yes, she does.
She's so sweet, she probably smiles.
I think her daddy has a shotgun.
Yes.
Already.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know that it's loaded, but I think by the time she's 15, he better be ready.
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody, you know, some guy prancing up there and say, is Shiloh home? Right? And I trust that we can teach little Shiloh what's right, what's wrong, and keep her eye open for the big bad wolf. And that doesn't mean any of you, no reflection on me. Because they are out there. If you know what I mean. And I want to protect all of our little girls. Because I know how deeply hurt they can be. When somebody violates their trust. God's good. He'll never violate us. Mm-hmm. He'll always do what's best for us. Praise the Lord. Follow the good book. Follow the teaching of the apostles.
Amen.
Stay true to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He will lead you home.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for your word. We didn't get very far. We just shared what was our heart. God, I pray that you would speak to us all every day. Help us to grow in your grace and knowledge. Help us to become more spiritual than we were the day before. Help us to seek your ways and not our own. We ask your guidance in our lives. You're strengthening, you're filling. Use us for your glory, we pray in Christ's name. Amen.